Her stomach growled. It grumbled, but there were no piggies. There would be no piggy pie. Now what was she going to eat? Psst. Psst. Psst.
Excuse me, little lady. Wolf's the name. Let me give you some advice. Forget about the pigs.
Forget about the pigs?
Said Gritch, eyeing the wolf. He nodded.
They're too tricky. Trust me. I've been chasing three little pigs for days.
He huffed and puffed.
I'm starving. Look at me. I'm nothing but skin and bones.
Gritch pinched his arm.
Well, not quite, she grinned. Mr. Wolf, I have the most wonderful idea. I was thinking, since you haven't eaten, and I haven't eaten, why don't you come home with me for lunch? I'm a very good cook.
That does sound tempting,
the wolf said, as he looked at Gritch and smacked his lips.
Are you sure it wouldn't be any problem?
Problem? Gritch grinned. No problem at all, she said, as they walked off arm in arm. I always enjoy having a wolf for lunch.